you know, it was a tough game. It was a tough loss for us. And, you know, really, it's kind of like all the games we lost this year. You know, last second losses, you know, losing by a point or 3 points. You know, it's one of the games you got to finish. There's a couple of drives that we could have put the game away on offense, and obviously the last drive for the defense. It's all about the finish, and, you know, I think down the stretch this year we've learned how to finish those games, and we've had a few of those close games, including the playoff games, so I think we've learned how to finish better.
I guess they're so renowned for their blitzing and their aggressive packages and all that, but you guys seem to handle that pretty well. Does that give you a source of confidence going into that, or is that just totally irrelevant?
Yeah, well, no, it's a big thing, and, you know, we go against a defense like that, you know, starting in March, you know, with Dom Capers, and y'all see the type of things that Dom Capers does, and all the blitzes he brings and different looks, and, you know, they rattle our brains, you know, the whole offseason, and, you know, it just helps us with these other exotic defenses, you know, like Pittsburgh.
Everybody in this league is as a physical defense, but where does Pittsburgh fall on that, you know?
Well, I think the strength of their defense is definitely their front seven, and the physicality that they bring. You know, they have the speed off the edge, but they have three big guys, three really big experienced guys up front. They have guys that have got a lot of football under their belts, and they play physical, and the front seven is definitely the strength of that defense.
Do you want to give your YouTube friends some run and explain what your T-shirt means?
Well, it's just a video that we found online that the trainers actually showed me, and I thought the video was cool, so I posted it on my Facebook, and they sent me a T-shirt. So I'll do pretty much anything for a free T-shirt.
Are you in the next video?
I don't know. That's what I'm fighting for. The director actually emailed me the other day, and you know, he said that they'll send some more T-shirts to go down to the Super Bowl for a couple of the guys, so... And I promise, it don't matter how much money these guys make or how nice they look, they will do anything for a free T-shirt. Ask Greg Jennings. He took one.
Can you? I'm sorry, I don't know the video. Can you describe it a little bit?
It's feeling so fly like a cheesehead. It's a remake of the song Fly Like a G6. I'm not even sure who sings that. But, yeah, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was hilarious. So I liked it a lot, and we're giving them a lot of good publicity, so they don't mind.
Were you one of the linemen wearing cowboy hats and things? And kind of what went into that whole thing?
Yeah, I was, and really it was, I don't want to give any secrets away, but it was Aaron Rodgers' idea. you know, he's just funny like that. He always wants to do some kind of a prank, you know, and it's funny it kind of got blown up, like, you know, we're predicting we're going to the Super Bowl. And it's funny that we're here now. You know, we can say it now and not get in trouble. But it really didn't have anything to do with that. It was just kind of a funny thing that we want to do. And, you know, it makes all the fans that out there that paid the money to come sit at the table, you know, made all them laugh. And it was just a funny thing that, you know, we're a bunch of kind of characters in that room. So we just wanted to do something funny.
You don't find it ironic that here you are going to the house?
I think it's pretty funny. I mean, a bunch of Cowboys and back in August, and now we're heading down to Dallas. You know, it's I think it's pretty cool.
Josh, you know Aaron really well. He's pretty guarded with us. I don't know what he's going to be like this week at the Super Bowl. Can you kind of give us a glimpse into what kind of guy he is with you guys, and maybe what you like about him?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, kind of his idea with the whole Cowboy thing. He's you know, he's business first, but I think he'll be the first to tell you that you need to have fun at this business, you know, because it is strenuous. It's, you know, you go through a long 5-week camp. It's tough. This whole season's tough. You got to be able to have fun. And Aaron's the first one to have fun. You know, he likes to pull the pranks. He's a real good. He's a genuine guy. He's a real good guy. He's the first to tell you, great job. You're doing great for us. You know, he's just a genuinely good guy, and it's nice to have that type of guy being the leader on our team. And really, I think, you know, I've said it before, he's really come on as being that leader. And, you know, more on the professional side, he's really turned over that new leaf or whatever, being a leadership, the leadership guy, really taking over this team, taking over the organization. And he's been a professional, you know, since I've been here. I came in here, we was dealing with the whole Favre thing. You know, I wasn't on the team or whatever, but I could just see how it could affect someone, and you couldn't tell with him. you know, even in the locker room with us, you know, he's always dealt with everything, you know, with great character. And that's just the type of guy he is.